Scripture for this morning is from Luke chapter 1, 39 through 45. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to the Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
So tenderly has he regarded me, so wondrously has he exalted me.
Have you ever been so happy that you burst into song? That is what happened to Mary that day as she arrived at her relative Elizabeth's home. And that is why I asked Richard and Sheila to sing for us. To sing for us essentially the scripture passage that followed what Danny read for us this morning. It felt like the most appropriate way to hear that scripture. Mary, as we talked about last week, if you were here at the 9 o'clock service, Mary had been visited by the angel Gabriel, who told her she would bear the Son of God. And when Mary asked how that would be so, Gabriel told her, or maybe he was just reminding her, that nothing was impossible with God. And maybe as a bit of proof of that, he told her that her relative Elizabeth, who was well past her childbearing years, was pregnant. That Elizabeth was pregnant with a child that we know will grow up to be called John the Baptist. That day, in front of the angel, Mary gives herself to this calling on her life, telling Gabriel, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me as you say." And after the angel leaves, Mary goes to visit Elizabeth. Now imagine her surprise when Elizabeth greets her the way that she did. Elizabeth says, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Elizabeth doesn't know about Mary, but that's what she says to her. "Why has this happened to me," Elizabeth says, "that the mother of my Lord comes to me? As soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who believed. Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." It's amazing. It's amazing when you consider that Elizabeth did not know what was going on with Mary when Mary approached her home that day. The words that Elizabeth spoke were being spoken through the Holy Spirit, which filled Elizabeth when she laid eyes on Mary. The baby in Elizabeth's belly leapt with joy, that scripture tells us, and the Holy Spirit filled her, and the words poured out of her mouth loudly. Loudly, the scripture tells us, this prophecy poured forth from Elizabeth. And to Mary, they must have been like a balm applied to her soul. Mary, this young girl who had so willingly given herself to God's will, well, she must have been reeling after that angel left her. What else would put this young girl on the road to visit Elizabeth? I think that after such a startling event, one that promised to change her entire life, I think Mary just needed a little away time. And so she decided that a visit with Elizabeth might be just the thing she needed. Maybe she needed a little proof of what the angel told her. No one would blame her if she did. Maybe she just needed to get away from that life that she was living that still seemed to be so normal, but which the angel told her was about to be turned completely upside down. Maybe she needed to get away from the people in her life whose reactions she was afraid of once they found out that she was pregnant. Or maybe she just wanted to see a little bit of that impossible that God was doing in someone else's life so that she could fully grasp the impossible that had been promised for hers. So again, these words of Elizabeth must have been a soothing balm to Mary that day, and her response was such joy and relief that she began to sing. She sings first about the goodness and the mercy of God. She sings of the favor of God which has rested upon her. She sings about how generations will see her, little Mary from Bethlehem, how generations will see her as blessed. And then her song becomes a song of revolution. As she sings about the things that God is doing through the Son who she will bear, His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation, she sings. He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. Elizabeth and Mary, giving themselves heart, soul, mind, and body to the Lord. There that day, they find community with each other, and the results are powerful. Elizabeth takes one look at Mary, and the baby and the spirit within her confirm physically and with loud words what is going on in Mary's life. And Mary hears Elizabeth's words, and joy overtakes her previously anxious heart, and words of praise and thanksgiving bubble out, followed by words affirming God's might and power and justice. Now that day, those women are still waiting. Elizabeth's belly is big and round, but the child of hers and Zechariah's dreams has not yet arrived. Mary's stomach has not yet started to show signs of the child whom she will bear. They are waiting, but together they have experienced the touch of God on their lives, and they are vocalizing it in dramatic ways. While they are waiting for the coming of their sons, they see each other. They see how God is at work through them and around them, and they become powerful witnesses to it. And so here we are, many years later, and God still works among believers in this same way. We have seen these two children born. We have heard John's message. We have heard Jesus' message. But we are waiting. We are waiting for final victory. But while we wait, and especially when our waiting is filled with anxiety and confusion about what God is doing through us, about where God is, community with other believers can move us from fear and anxiety and confusion to song. When we sit in our pews or in our small groups and become better equipped to hear God, when we look one another in the eye and affirm where we see God within, when we go out into our community together and find God and join Him in His work, that is where the Spirit enters in. That is when we know that this time that we spend waiting is not wasted time. And that is when we open our mouths and sing. May our souls magnify the Lord. May our spirits rejoice in God our Savior. May we know that we have been looked upon with favor. May we feel our own blessedness. And may we sing songs of praise and revolution that change the world in His name until our waiting is over and we see Him come again. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we hear these stories today of Elizabeth and Mary and how together they recognize God at work in their lives. And they could not be quiet. The scripture tells us that Elizabeth spoke loudly the prophecy that your spirit gave to her heart that day. And we hear words of song from Mary, words of praise and thanksgiving, words of revolution at hand. And Lord, we too want to join these women as we too are in waiting. We ask that you would fill us with your Spirit and that you would open our mouths and our hands, that you would move our feet and our hearts, that we might go out and sing your song in our world today. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.